finance and economics.
Buzzkill. What a shortage of Adderall means for economic growth.
Towards the end of last year, America began running short of medicines used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, including Adderall, an amphetamine, and Ritalin, a central nervous system stimulant. 9 in 10 pharmacies reported shortages of the medication, which tens of millions of Americans use to help improve focus and concentration. Around the same time, something intriguing happened. American productivity, a measure of efficiency at work, dropped. In the first quarter of 2023, output per hour fell by 3%. Coincidence? Probably. Lots of other things could have explained the productivity dip. Equally, though, many of America's most productive people rely on Adderall to get the job done. It often seems like half of Silicon Valley, the most innovative place on earth, is on the stuff. And surprising things can cause GDP to rise and fall, including holidays, strikes, and the weather. What's more, the economic history is clear. Without things that give people a buzz, the world would still be in the economic dark ages. Not all drug consumption helps people work better, of course. Don Draper from Mad Men, a TV series about advertising executives in the 1960s, came across many of his finest ideas three scotches deep. But contrary to popular belief, Ernest Hemingway, one of America's greatest authors, never advised write drunk, edit sober, preferring to write liquor-free. In a book published in 1983, David Ogilvy, perhaps the most famous real-life madman, warned of the dangers of drunks in the office. Use of cocaine, common on Wall Street and in Hollywood, can give people a short-term boost. It also causes grave long-term problems. Indeed, economists normally think of mood-altering substances as a drag on prosperity. One estimate in 2007 put the cost of drug abuse in America at $193 billion, or around 1.3% of GDP. More recently, economists have looked at deaths of despair, which many link to abuse of opioids. In 2021, more than 80,000 Americans died from opioid overdoses. But stimulants can play a positive role too. Consider two of them, sugar and coffee. The first allowed people to work harder, the second allowed them to work smarter. Until the start of the 18th century, calories were a significant constraint on Western economic growth. In 1700, total food supply per person in Britain was equivalent to around 2,000 calories a day, enough for the average man to survive, but not to do a great deal more. Workers were therefore inefficient. Many of the poor, who survived on even more meagre diets, barely had the energy to move, let alone do anything useful,